This is North Shore Today for Monday, January 9, 2017. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that it was in the fall of 2012 when Endicott College first opened a Gloucester satellite campus on Commercial Street, taking out a three-year lease to offer evening courses and then an associate's degree program. 5 years later, the Van Loan School at Endicott continues to offer a growing number of courses through its largely morning two-year associate's program and evening programs that lead students through an accelerated bachelor's degree curriculum. And the school is committed to another 5 years on the Gloucester waterfront. Endicott has reached agreement with property owner and developer Mac Bell on a new five-year lease, according to Ray Lamont, assuring the college will continue to run its Gloucester campus at 33 Commercial Street through at least June 2022. More on that story with Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. Well, North Shore Community College is dealing with a drop in enrollment. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, full-time enrollment at North Shore Community College has dropped more than 20% over the last 5 years, forcing the college to shrink its workforce and reevaluate its programs. In a story written in today's edition on the front page of the Salem News, Paul Layton writes, North Shore Community College President Patricia Gentile said the combination of a decline in the college-age population and an improving economy has led to an enrollment drop of nearly 1,200 full-time students since 2011. When adults can find work, they have less time to go to school, she said. Two-year community colleges are often seen as a less expensive alternative to high-priced four-year schools, and they traditionally draw older students and those with lower incomes. But when the economy is improving and better jobs are available, those potential students must weigh what Gentile called the opportunity cost of not working. More than 60% of the North Shore Community College students go to school part-time because they are working, she said. Gentile said most colleges, other than the most highly selective, are dealing with declining enrollments due to a demographic shift of fewer 18-year-olds. Community colleges take an additional hit when the economy improves. Full-time enrollment at the state's 15 community colleges is down nearly 10% since 2011, according to figures from the Massachusetts Department of Higher Education. To deal with this enrollment drop, Gentile said the college has cut its workforce by 19% since 2011 to fewer than 1,000 people. She said the reduction has been achieved by not filling certain jobs after retirements and resignations. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports North Shore Today. Rick?
All right, Bill. Thank you. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, a new Imagine Salem initiative at City Hall will run for only a few months but is designed to guide city development for years to come. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll announced the upcoming community visioning process toward the end of her State of the City address Thursday night. The program was announced amidst a larger theme of identifying how the city will look in 2026, the 400th anniversary of Salem's founding. It's unknown what the city will look like 9 years from now, Driscoll said, but Imagine Salem will get everyone to that point. She's quoted as saying, "We hope it's a really open, public, participatory process that can provide a cohesive vision for how Salem will grow and mature in light of our 400th anniversary." Gayla Cawley writes on itemlive.com, the Lynn Fire Department revived 94% of the patients their emergency personnel treated with Narcan, the life-saving overdose drug, attributing the high figure to proper training and rapid response. In 2016, the department documented 116 saved lives out of 124 patients treated with Narcan. Five of those died, and in three cases, it's unknown if the person survived. The numbers are not citywide figures, as they do not include Medic 1, Lynn Police, or Atlantic Ambulance statistics. Heroin is the most common overdose, but firefighters from Engine 3, who treated 32 patients last year and administered 64 doses of Narcan, said chances of survival are all about timing. Early reporting to emergency personnel helps. Narcan was added to fire trucks in the past 2 years, according to Lynn firefighters, who spoke with the item on Sunday. Before that, it was just on ambulances. A person can also go and buy their own Narcan at a pharmacy. More on this story in today's itemlive.com with Gayla Cawley. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.